Hello, everyone. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marie. I hope you're ready to learn. Today's topic is news.
And our title is Preparing for Disasters. Preparing for disasters. Marie, do you have a flashlight?
Yes, I do, Peter, but it's at my house. Do you need one right now?
No, I don't need it right now, but do you have some extra batteries for it?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. Do you have some extra water at home?
Well, I keep a few bottles around.
Okay. What about some blankets and a medical kit just in case?
Well, I have some blankets in my bedroom, and I have a medical kit in my bathroom. These things can be useful from time to time. But Peter, why are you asking me about all these things? Oh no, are you hurt?
Oh no, no, I'm fine. One last question. Do you keep important information together in a safe place?
Yes, but I'm not telling you where that is.
Oh, that's not why I'm asking. I was just checking to make sure that you're prepared for a natural disaster. And you are.
Yes, I am.
Well, friends, we need to prepare for today's lesson. Let's go to Jack. He has our keywords.
Affect. Many people are affected by natural disasters.
不同的天然灾害会带来不同的紧急状况。名词 emergency 就是紧急状况。
Every emergency is different.
不过有些事呢，还是可以事先计划好的。比如灾害发生时，通常会影响到交通。
In a disaster, you can't always travel.
只要是从一处移动到另外一个地方，这个动作就可以用动词 travel。可以先跟家人讲好，如果没办法平安返家的话，可以说好在某个地方集合。
They can meet somewhere if they can't get home safely。
副词 safely 就是安全的。还可以把一些重要的文件都放在一起，好在第一时间可以随身带走。重要文件包括你的银行资料
Bank information
名词 information 就是资讯资料当然了还有救命的随身药物也不可以忘名词 medicine 就是药物它是不可数名词
Remember to take your medicine with you
Hello everyoneI'm Susie with today's LTE News Report. Natural disasters affect thousands of people around the world each year. But different parts of the world experience different types of disasters. Some places have typhoons, while others have tornadoes. You should know what disasters can affect your home and family.Every emergency is different, but these three things can help you prepare yourself and keep your family safe.
We are talking about natural disasters today. These are very serious things. Weather usually causes most kinds of natural disasters. So let's try talking about a few of them.
Well, one natural disaster is a hurricane. When there is a hurricane, there is a lot of wind and there is a lot of rain. They can be very dangerous.
Yes, in America we call them hurricanes, but the same type of storm is called a typhoon. These are in Asia and they're pretty scary.
That does sound very scary. So, Peter, have you ever experienced a natural disaster? Have you ever been in one before?
Yes, actually I have. I've experienced some typhoons, a few earthquakes, a couple droughts, a blizzard or two in Colorado. but I'm okay and my family is too. But let's go to Jack. He can teach us more about this word experience.
世界上不同的地区会经历不一样类型的灾害。But different parts of the world experience different types of disasters. 这个句子里的动词是 experience, 是经历的意思。原来 experience 可以当名词也可以当动词用。以前我们学到 experience 都是当名词经验的意思。比如 Tell me about your work experience. 跟我说说你的工作经验。或者呢，你参加了旅行团去旅游，而且对这个旅程很满意的话，就可以说 It was a great experience. 这些都是 experience 当名词的用法。当动词的话可以说I experienced the most amazing time of my life. 我经历了一生中最奇妙的时光。这时候的 experience 就是动词经历。
Thanks, Jack. So different parts of the world experience different kinds of natural disasters.
Some places have typhoons, while others have tornadoes. Let's visit Rebecca.For more about this sentence.
Hey friends, let's have lots of fun and learn today's grammar point. Today, we are going to focus on using the word some, followed by the words while others. It is a very useful grammar point. For example, some places are new, while others are old, or some people like coffee,while others like tea. Got it? Then go ahead and use it! Thanks, Rebecca! Now, every emergency is different, but there are some things that can help you prepare.
That's right. Preparing for a natural disaster is the perfect thing to do, and we should all learn what our families can do to prepare. Well, we'll talk about that in the next part of our lesson.So, pull out some pen and paper, and you're going to want to take some notes. But don't worry, this will be easy. All right, friends, let's watch together.
1. Do some research. Learn about the disasters that can happen in your area. How could those disasters affect your home, phones, power, and water? 2.Make an emergency plan. In a disaster, you can't always travel. Sometimes phones stop working too. Decide where family members should meet if they can't get home safely. Make a list of important phone numbers and addresses for everyone to keep in their bag or wallet.
You should know how disasters affect your home and your family. So today, we have 3 tips for you.
The first tip is do some research. Researching is good. When you want to learn about something, especially in school, you research to learn about something.
Yeah, I remember writing my research papers in school. We had to research a topic.An issue or something in the news, then write an essay on it.
Oh, so you spent some time researching on the internet. So our first tip says, learn about the disasters that can happen in your area. How could those disasters affect your home, your phones, power, and your water?
Yeah, think about it. The next tip tells us to make an emergency plan.When you are in trouble or in danger, this is an emergency. In the moment, you don't have time to prepare.
Exactly. You have to be ready before the emergency happens.
So, what are some things that can happen in a disaster? Well, I know one. Sometimes phones stop working.
You can't always travel, too. That means you can't move to different places.So you need to be ready.
That's right. A good thing to do is decide where family members should meet if they can't get home safely.
Make a list of important phone numbers and addresses for everyone to keep in their bag or in their wallet. That sounds really good.
That's right, and it also sounds very smart. Maybe you can think about this while we go to our break. Friends, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Well, one natural disaster is called a blizzard. These happen in America, but you might find it interesting. You definitely don't want to be driving during a blizzard, but it's kind of fun when you're at home.
That's right. Well, where I come from, there are lots of blizzards. It's quite dangerous, so be careful. All right, we need to continue our lesson. Let's go to part three right now.
3. Prepare for the worst. What will you take if you need to leave home quickly? Clothes, water, and food are important, but so are important papers, such as ID cards and bank information. If someone in your family needs medicine, you should take that too. Keep these things together in one place. That way, you can get them quickly if you need them. Well, thanks for watching, everyone. See you next time with LTE News. Bye. I'm Susie.
So the first tip we learn about is learn what can happen where you live. It's good to research, just so you know what can happen. Then the second tip we learn is make a plan for when an emergency happens.
And our last tip is to prepare for the worst. Earlier this month, we learned the word best. Well, worst is the opposite. There's bad, then what's worse than that? The worst.
So we must prepare for the best.
No, Peter, we must prepare for the worst.
Oh, sorry. We must prepare for the worst. And that's today's calendar phrase.
Prepare for the worst.
Prepare for the worst.
为最坏的状况先做准备。
Disasters can happen. Prepare for the worst. Do some research. Prepare for the worst. Make an emergency plan. Prepare for the worst. What's our emergency plan? Oh, ow. I think we need a better plan.
Prepare for the worst.
Prepare for the worst.
为最坏的状况先做准备。
When the worst happens, what should we prepare? Well, we should prepare clothes, water, and food. They are all very important. You never know what kind of weather will be out there.
Well, you also need to prepare your important papers, such as ID cards and your bank information. Here's Jack for more information on this word, papers.
作者建议我们要事先把重要文件准备好，灾难发生时呢，就可以随时带走。他说 But so are important papers, such as ID cards and bank information.像身份证或是银行资料等重要文件也要准备好，所以重要文件就是 papers。 这个字源自于 paper 这个字，它其实呢有不同的意思和用法。首先它是纸张的意思，当纸张的意思的时候呢是不可数名词，你可以说 Can you give me some paper? 或
I saw a piece of paper on the floor.
第二，它可以当报纸的意思，这个时候它就是可数名词了。
He buys two papers every day.
第三，就是它可以当做文件的意思。Papers 用来讲文件的时候呢，因为一个人的文件包括证件、信件、公文、资料等所有的东西，所以文件这个字一定要用复数形态的 papers。
All the important papers are on your desk.
Thank you very much, Jack. So ID cards are very important. These have our information on them. You should always have them with you.
If someone in your family needs medicine, that's also a very good idea to prepare it. So you should take it with you if there is an emergency.
That's great. Well, it's also a great idea to keep these things together in one place so you can get them right away.
Oh, well, I think we're all prepared for our natural disasters, don't you think? Well, friends, you've done well, but let's review those keywords from today.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Affect. Affect.Studying will affect your test score.
Emergency. Emergency. There is an emergency at the hospital.
Travel. Travel. It's hard to travel on holidays.
Safely.Safely. People need to drive safely.
Information. Information. Does the book have useful information?
Medicine. Medicine. You need medicine when you are sick. Okay, friends, make sure to practice.And now we can take a look back at today's lesson one more time.
Hello, everyone. I'm Susie with today's LTE News Report. Natural disasters affect thousands of people around the world each year. But different parts of the world experience different types of disasters. Some places have typhoons.While others have tornadoes. You should know what disasters can affect your home and family. Every emergency is different, but these three things can help you prepare yourself and keep your family safe. 1. Do some research. Learn about the disasters that can happen in your area.How could those disasters affect your home, phones, power, and water? 2. Make an emergency plan. In a disaster, you can't always travel. Sometimes phones stop working too. Decide where family members should meet if they can't get home safely. Make a list of important phone numbers.And addresses for everyone to keep in their bag or wallet. 3. Prepare for the worst. What will you take if you need to leave home quickly? Clothes, water, and food are important, but so are important papers such as ID cards and bank information. If someone in your family needs medicine, you should take that too.Keep these things together in one place. That way, you can get them quickly if you need them. Well, thanks for watching, everyone. See you next time with LTE News. Bye. I'm Susie.
Oh, no! That's terrible! What can we do?
Ginger, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine today. But what about tomorrow?
What do you mean?
What if there is a natural disaster?
Oh, like an earthquake or a tornado?
Yeah! What would we do?
Well, let's do some research.
What if we couldn't travel? What if we couldn't call?
Well, let's make a plan. Let's prepare for the worst.
What if we had to leave quickly? What would we take?
Well, I would take ID cards and bank information.
Oh, and I would take bananas.
Oh, I thought so.
What is it like to be a friend? The things you do for them, or things that you might say. Think about the friends you know and what they mean to you. Yeah, then what you understand when you're down and feeling. Be a friend. All you need and help.
So today we talked all about natural disasters. We talked about hurricanes, typhoons. But Peter, are there other kinds of natural disasters?
Oh yes, there are many. But one of them in particular is called an earthquake. These are really scary. This is when the earth shakes. I didn't experience one in America, but when I lived in Asia, I did. They're kind of scary.
Yeah, that does sound scary. Well, I'm glad you are safe and sound. Okay, friends, we hope you had fun on today's show and learned a lot. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.